I do not like shaving. So what I do, I just stopped shaving. So now I have a beard. I'm almost 4 months into having a beard. But guess what? I'm now going to shave my beard because of Henson Shaving. So they give you 100 free blades if you use the promo code JJR. HensonShaving.com.
All my life, I've struggled with shaving because I have sensitive skin. If you use like one of those blades, it just nicks up your neck. And then if you wear a shirt with a collar, it gets all red. But I don't have that problem with Henson Shaving. They figured it out. Their razor's better. They support the blade. 20 years of aerospace technology. HensonShaving.com. Promo code JJR.
You know when it gets the last call and all the dudes kind of start creeping up on you?
We have the solution.
Give them the John Jay and Rich drunk dial line. 602-888-1933. It's John Jay and Rich.
So keeping with what we just did with the romantic front, what's the specific thing you're doing for predictions, Peyton?
I'm going to tell you who you romantically are compatible with. So whatever your sign is, I'm going to tell you which sign or signs you should maybe see what's up with.
Let's say hi to Bailey. Hi, Bailey.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Bailey, do people call you Bales?
They do.
They do?
Okay. Ah, every time.
But I've talked to one Bailey that loves it. I've talked to another Bailey that hates it. But the thing is, if you watch the show, it's called The Last Thing He Told Me. He calls his daughter Bales, but it doesn't sound authentic. And obviously it's not because he's an actor.
Right.
Come on, Bales. Anyway, what's your sign, Bailey?
Scorpio.
All right. So we got Scorpio for Bailey. We also got it for our guy, Andrew. Scorpios, if you get a Scorpio with another Scorpio, that's probably going to be the hottest couple that you can find out there. Scorpios are really good with other Scorpios because they love their spicy time. So Scorpios and Scorpio people may fight and argue, but when it comes to that good makeup time, you can't get any better than them.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, Bales. Oh, boy, Bales. Plus, you know what today is? Do you guys know what today is?
What?
National SEX Day.
What? Oh, is it?
It is. Do you know why?
Why?
What's the date, Peyton?
It is June 9th.
Give me that in numbers.
Oh, it's 6-9.
Hello.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Hello. All right, Bailey. Have a great day, little horn dog.
You too.
Jody, what's your sign?
I'm a Virgo.
All right, just like John Jay, Virgos can stay single their whole life and honestly be happy. But Virgos are one of those signs where they most don't actively go out and just pursue dating. They sort of intuitively know what's right for them, and they have that one strike you're out mentality because they seek that perfection and set high standards. So Virgos are good with other earth signs like Taurus and Capricorns because they're more scheduled, planned out, and not as spontaneous, which are all qualities that are super important to a Virgo.
That sounds just about right.
Yeah.
Sounds so right.
Perfect. Thank you, Peyton.
You're welcome.
Bye, Jodifer.
Bye.
Nikki was sending me a DM going, I'm trying to call you. Nikki, you know, all the way from Tokyo, but I don't know if she's still in Tokyo or not. Where are you now, Nikki?
Yeah, no, I'm in San Antonio. No, I tried to call like 3 times and like I could tell it got picked up, but I couldn't hear anything. So I finally got through.
That's not you and that's not Grant. That's our horrible phone system. But
true.
Yeah.
If you were calling from Tokyo, it would have been fine.
Right? You had such a better connection when you're in Tokyo than you in San Antonio. But she's a Cancer. Like Cancer, right? Okay.
All right, Nikki. Yes. So for Cancer this morning, Cancers are very maternally oriented. So they typically match up with someone who's a homebody and wants to have kids, be around kids, or be around family. So you're also very sensitive and don't want to be around someone who's just going to stir up your emotions. So Cancers are the most compatible with other earth signs such as Virgos, Capricorns, or Taurus because it gives them some sense of a grounding and stability.
Mm-hmm. I am so sensitive.
I know, right?
And I do have 3 kids, so definitely a homebody here now.
Right? Look at that.
Yep. Yeah, perfect. Thank you, Peyton.
Bye, Nikki.
Bye.
Shanae.
Good morning, everybody. I heard you say nobody was compatible with me.
Well, I'm going to tell you who you're compatible with, Shanae the Gemini, because Geminis are very good at dating 2 people at one time because you guys get bored easily. And if you aren't being stimulated on an intellectual level, it's going to be a problem. You need someone that you can be with, that you can always talk to and is down to earth. So that's why you'd be great with other air signs such as Libras and Aquarians. So fire signs such as Leos, Sagittarians, and Aries could also be a really good match for Geminis too. Because of that fire and air, they just stimulate each other. And Gemini, you guys crave that constant stimulation.
Stimulation. Today's what day? Oh, my bad.
Don't get you some.
Okay. Thanks, Shanae. What do you got for Libra?
Yeah, Kyle, Libras are revved up by the Gemini and Aquarians because they are really good at just having conversations. And Libras are also very compatible with fire signs like Leos, hello, Sagittarians, and Aries because those signs can be very stimulating and fun and active energy from a Libra. And you just like to be on the go. And those people kind of match up with you.
I like to do stuff.
Yeah.
Too many adventures ahead.
How about Leo?
Yeah. So for Leo this morning, Leos are extremely romantic, so they want to be around other people who are also romantic. So a Leo is very good at dating other Leos because they both have that same level of vanity and romance, and they need the same sort of thing. The only difficulty that they might have is they compete for other people's attention and try to outdo one another. But Libras know exactly how to hit the heart of a Leo to make them happy and just give them what they want. That's why me and Kyle are like the best.
Mm-hmm. All right, so if you want to know your horoscope, you go to johnjanerich.com. They are all up there right now. They're all posted. So I have a beard right now, right? I'm 4 months into a beard. I've never had a beard before, but that's how much I don't like shaving. Well, my wife says to me the other day, I miss your face. Can you get rid of the beard? And it's perfect timing because I discovered Henson Shaving. Their website is hensonshaving.com. And when you use our promo code JJR, you get 100 blades for free.
I've tried them all. I've tried every blade. I've tried every electric razor. This is the one, though. It's better because virtually all other razors, they don't support the blade well enough. And I use them. My wife loves them so much, she brought one for herself so she could do her legs and everything. Such a great razor. hensonshaving.com, promo code JJR.